ثانية فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها سبعون ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا
exponentially rewarded and multiplied, Ya Rabbi Ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant his family the strength to cope, the patience and the wisdom to see and make the best out of the situation. And I ask Allah to give them the strength to live in the good legacy that he's left behind and to continue by doing on his behalf in giving, in charity, and in sharing as much khair as possible. My brothers and my sisters, we as Muslims believe this world is temporary. We believe this world is temporary. We've given this example before. Imagine you're driving, you're going on a journey, and you stop at a hotel room to take a rest. You stop at a restaurant to take some food. You stop at a place to relieve yourself and to carry on. That place of rest, that place to stop to get some food or to relieve yourself, that's dunya. It's just that, it's a stop. And if you truly believe in what you're supposed to believe as a Muslim, then you know that the eternal home, the true long-term destination, abode, the true residence, long-term, eternally, permanently, is the akhirah. That's the home. That's our real home. This is just a temporary stop that we take and make along the way. And that's why we have to make the best of it and take the best of it. But at the same time, not be overwhelmed by it, subdued by it, and caught up into its, you know, intricate details and intricate allures. And we know that. And the example of someone who's caught up in the dunya too much, at the expense of the akhirah, is like that one who goes to a hotel room and starts redecorating, starts upgrading all the technology. Starts, I want to see the best TV, I want to see the best, telecommunications system. You want all of that in your hotel room, forgetting that what? It's just a stop. You're not spending your entire life there, right? And sometimes it's easier when it's 2 days, right? It's easy to look at a hotel room, it's just 3 days. There's no you know, there's no need to really worry too much. But when it's 60 years, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the details, we forget. But when you compare 60 or 70 or 90 or 100 years to the amount of time that you're spending underneath the ground, waiting for the account, and when you compare that to the amount of time that you'll be spending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, 60, 70, 90, 10 days, 20 years, 100 years, is nothing, relatively speaking. But it's enough in its importance that we have to take from it what we can to get to that final destination. And so the best way to celebrate anyone who's passed on is to remember them, and to make dua for them whenever you remember them, and to not let their passing be in vain, and to move on, you know, as khalas, nothing is left behind. That's just what we come, we cry for a few moments and we move on. The best legacy, if you want, the best salafah jariyah for anyone who's passed away is to live on the best that they've taught, and to share the best that they've taught, and to be reminded through their passing. And with that, inshallah, I'm going to again make dua. May Allah bless the brother with Jannah al-Firdaus. May Allah cleanse him and his family and all of us from any shortcomings, flaws, errors, sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to be gathered in a better place, in better company with him and all those that are beloved to Allah and to his messengers, ya Rabbi, ameen. I'm going to ask at this time, inshallah, my grandson to come forward and to just share a few words with us. Again, the burial will take place at Glen Oak Cemetery, and there are these papers that show directions. Please, can you raise your hand up if you have the papers? May Allah bless you. We're the team that has the papers. Right there, inshallah. So you can go to the brother over there, inshallah, to get the directions.